Be therefore imitators of Elohim as beloved children. Walk in love, even as Messiah also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim for a sweet-smelling fragrance. But sexual immorality and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be mentioned among you, as becomes set-apart ones, nor filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not appropriate, but rather giving of thanks. Know this for sure, that no sexually immoral person, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Messiah and Elohim. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of Elohim comes on the children of disobedience. Therefore don't be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but are now light in Yahuwah. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to Yahuwah. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but rather even reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things, when they are reproved, are revealed by the light, for everything that reveals is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Messiah will shine on you. Therefore watch carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of Yahuwah is. Don't be drunken with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to Yahuwah, giving thanks always concerning all things in the name of our Master Yahushua Messiah to Elohim, even the Father, subjecting yourselves to one another in the fear of Messiah. Wives, be subject to your own husbands, as to Yahuwah. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Messiah also is the head of the assembly, being himself the Savior of the body. But as the assembly is subject to Messiah, so let the wives also be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Messiah also loved the assembly and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present the assembly to himself gloriously, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be set apart and without defect. Even so, husbands also ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Yahuwah also does the assembly, because we are members of his body, of his flesh and bones. Thus cause a man will leave his father and mother and will be joined to his wife. Then the two will become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak concerning Messiah and the assembly. Nevertheless, each of you must also love his own wife even as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.